Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was from 1943, Eddie Condon and his band. They open up this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with a spirited version of the tune Back in Your Own Backyard, written by Al Jolson, Billy Rose, and Dave Dreyer. Recorded for the Commodore jazz label in that year, and Eddie on guitar was joined by Max Kaminsky on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Lou McGarrity on trombone, fine piano from Joe Bushkin, Bob Casey on bass, and George Wetling on drums. And as I said, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we're going to be listening to, well, you've guessed it, small jazz groups, mostly from the 1940s. And they're all recordings that were made for some of the independent jazz labels around at the time, particularly the Commodore and Keynote labels. Made a lot of recordings for these smaller labels and played in a kind of mix and match approach. So we have the same artists, but playing in different groups, and they were all very, very talented. We'll go now to a recording made for the Keynote label, which was active in New York in the mid-1940s. This is the group that was led by Clyde Hurley. He's joined by Murray McEachran on alto sax, and Babe Rusin brings us a tenor sax, Tommy Dodd on piano, and the rhythm section, Dave Barber guitar, Arnie Bernstein on bass, and Nick Fatul on drums. They're going to bring us a Fats Waller number. From 1946, we'll hear I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling, and that'll be Clyde Hurley and his orchestra. And then we'll hear from a wonderful jazz singer, and that'll be Billie Holiday. Started out in the 30s, and by the 1940s, she's making recordings. She's on a solo career at this point, also making recordings with some of the great jazz groups. We'll hear one that she made for the Commodore label in that year. It's a new one to me. I haven't heard this song before. Sam Coslow and Arthur Johnson wrote it, and it's called My Old Flame. Joining Billy or Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Lem Davis on alto sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, the ever-present Eddie Haywood, he often accompanied Billy on these sessions, on piano, Teddy Walters on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. Staying with the Commodore label and in the year 1944, we'll go to a very fine clarinetist and a very fine pianist, and that's Edmund Hall and Teddy Wilson. And this is the quartet led by Edmund Hall on clarinet, featuring Teddy on piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and Arthur Trapeer on drums. And they'll bring us a very well-known Cole Porter number called Night and Day. Three more groups, three more songs, and we'll hear now from Clyde Hurley and I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling.
Thank you. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame, for I haven't met a gent so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many men with fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who set me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of his name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became. Fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who sent me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. Think of his name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame. Thank you.
We just heard from Edmund Hall with his quartet featuring the piano of Teddy Wilson, and what a wonderful combination that was. They made many recordings for the Commodore label, and we heard one from 1944 with Cole Porter's Night and Day. Before that, Billie Holiday. In 1944, she was making some recordings for the Commodore label with Eddie Heywood. We heard them with My Old Flame. And we started off with Clyde Hurley and Friends from the Keynote label from 1946 with I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before. And we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to small jazz groups from the 1930s and the 1940s primarily. Oh no, but quite a few from the 1930s. I was going to say they're mostly from the 1940s, but the three we've just listened to are, and the three we are going to listen to in a few minutes, but I think actually almost the rest of our show songs this morning are from the 1930s. Anyway, it's all great music, and mostly we're featuring two independent jazz labels today, the Keynote label, which you just heard, and the Commodore label, which we started out with, and we'll continue with that for the rest of the show, starting from our next recording. Well, now we'll go back to the Commodore label, and we're going to hear next from a very fine pianist from 1943, Mel Powell. Mel Powell took over or came after Teddy Wilson with the Benny Goodman organization, and he was a lovely pianist. In fact, classically trained, and I believe he went back to the classical scene later on in his career. Well, he and friends are going to bring us a number that Mel wrote himself called Mood at Twilight. And I think you'll agree, this is a lovely composition. Mel on piano. Listed in the credits are Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Lou McGarrity on trombone, George Berg on sax, Al Morgan on bass, and Kansas Fields on drums. And then we'll go to 1944, to the song Sweet Lorraine, brought to us by, oh, such a fun musician and friends, Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers, a very fine trumpeter and cornetist. And they're bringing us the number, as I mentioned, Sweet Lorraine, written by Cliff Burwell and Mitchell Parrish. Muggsy on, I'm not sure whether it's cornet or trumpet, but he's there. Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Miff Mole on trombone, Eddie Condon, ever present on these recordings, on guitar, Dick Carey on piano, Bob Casey on bass, and the drums are supplied by Joe Grosso. And then to 1944, well, we'll stay in 1944, to a group led by trumpeter Hot Lips Page. Well, Hot Lips played for a while with the Artie Shaw Orchestra in the early 40s and also provided vocals for them and on other recordings. He had his own big band for a while, and I don't know how long it lasted, but he's now with a smaller group. And he's going to bring us, along with his friends, a number he wrote himself as well, Rocking at Ryan's. Now, I'm not sure what Ryan's is, probably a club. Maybe it's just a friend, I don't know. They do a fine job. Hot Lips Page on trumpet, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Ace Harris on piano, John Simmons on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. Three more recordings, and we will now hear from Mel Powell and friends, Mood at Twilight. Thank you. We just heard from Hot Lips Page and his orchestra with Rocking at Ryan's in 1944. Muggsy Spanier and his ragtimers brought us Sweet Lorraine from 1944. And I noticed, too, on that particular number, sounded like there was a baritone sax playing at one point. And I don't have that in my credits for the song, so I'm not sure who was the performer there, but did a fine job. And we started out with Mel Powell and Friends and Mel's own composition, Mood at Twilight, from 1943.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
As more businesses and services reopen, we must all continue our efforts to protect each other. Continue to practice physical distancing and stay 2 meters apart. Wear a face covering when physical distancing is a challenge or where required, and continue to wash hands frequently. Get tested if you're worried you may have COVID-19 or have been exposed to the virus. Inside or out, stay safe. Save lives. Visit ontario.ca/coronavirus to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
The music that comes from the Caribbean is unlike anything else in the world. The rhythms found in musical styles like soca, calypso, and reggae have this incredible power to move people. Every Saturday afternoon at 2, Caribbean flavor fills your need for those rhythms here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Great music, lots of laughs, and interviews with important members of the capital's Caribbean community. Tune into Caribbean Flavor every Saturday at 2 or anytime on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to small jazz groups from the 1940s and 50s. We're going to go now to Buck Clayton and Emmett Berry, two wonderful trumpeters, and they're going to bring us a rather nice version of the Sidney Clare J. Gorney number called You're My Thrill, which they recorded along with their friends in 1955. Then we'll go to 1951 to one of the great names in jazz. Well, they're all great names in jazz this morning. This guy was a legend. Sidney Bechet made many, many recordings over his lifetime, including many for the Blue Note label with some wonderful friends. And this particular one is made with Sidney on, I'm not quite sure that's clarinet or soprano sax, probably soprano sax. Sidney de Paris on trumpet and Joe Sullivan on piano, amongst others in the sextet, or the Hot Six. That's the name of the group. Lou Polack and Ray Gilbert wrote the song. It's called That's a Plenty. And then to 1953, to another wonderful trumpeter, Roy Eldridge. One of the many Verve recordings he made in that time, 1953, around about. This time with the Oscar Peterson Trio. It's written by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin. And the song is called I Can't Get Started. And we will get started with Buck Clayton and You're My Thrill.
Thank you. You send the chills right through me when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Go to pieces when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill.
Eldridge with the Oscar Peterson Trio from 1953 with I Can't Get Started. Before that, we heard Sidney Bechet with his Hot Six, That's a Plenty, from 1951. And we started out with Buck Clayton and Emmett Berry, both trumpets, on You're My Thrill from 1955. And the lyrics on that one, provided by Ada Moore, with some lovely accompaniment, by the way, from Sir Charles Thompson on piano. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and we're here on the dial at CHUO 89.1 FM. And we've got three more songs for you this morning from our list of small groups from the 1930s and 40s. And our next three recordings are all from the Commodore label. They're all recorded in 1938. We'll go first to a number written by the founder of the Commodore label, Milt Gabler, and called, appropriately enough, Tappan, the Commodore Till, which these guys certainly did. Bud Freeman and his gang is featured on this particular number. Bud Freeman, a lovely tenor sax player. He's joined by Dave Matthews on alto sax, Bobby Hackett on cornet, again Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Eddie Condon and once more on guitar, Jess Stacy on piano, Artie Shapiro on bass, and Dave Tuff on drums. And then we'll hear from Bob Crosby's Bobcats, one of the great small groups around at the time. They're going to bring us a number written by one of the group members called Bob Zurk, who is also the pianist. It's called Big Foot Jump. Yank Lawson on trumpet, Warren Smith on trombone, Irving Fasola again on clarinet, lovely tenor sax as always from Eddie Miller, Nappy Lamar guitar, Bob Haggart on bass, and the ever wonderful Ray Baduc on drums. And our final number for this morning, I'm going to carry right through to that, 1938, again the Commodore label, very fine group, the Kansas City Six with Lester Young. And that includes Buck Clayton on trumpet, Lester on tenor sax, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Durham on electric guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones. They're going to bring us a very famous number written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. And we'll hear now from Bud Freeman and his gang, Tapping the Commodore Till. Thank you.
are approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. And he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. Well, our last number today, from 1944, again, the Commodore label, is Jack Teagarden and his Swinging Gates. Another group name, I'm not quite sure what the derivation of that name is. The swinging part I can certainly understand. Anyway, they're going to bring us a number written by, the founder of the Commodore label, Milt Gabler. It's called Pitching a Bit Short. And joining Jack Teagarden, of course, on trombone, we will hear Max Kaminski on trumpet, Jack's sister Norma on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and yes, once again, George Wetling on drums, and a lovely clarinet solo from Ernie Casseres.